Part 4. You will hear an interview with Lucinda Mowbray, who owns a local bed and breakfast. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. And I'm joined today by Lucinda Mowbray, a local resident who has just won an award for her bed and breakfast. Lucinda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you for inviting me.
So, first of all, can you briefly explain what a bed and breakfast is? Just for those listeners who aren't sure.
Well, I guess they are similar to a small hotel, really. Guests pay to stay overnight. They have their own room, have breakfast served in the morning, and they book to stay for however many nights they want. Where they differ is that in a bed and breakfast, your guests are actually staying in your home.
Tell us about the award. It must have been very exciting to receive it.
Well, I don't know if exciting is the right word, Jerry. At first, I just couldn't believe it. I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. And then, when I actually saw my name and photo in the paper a couple of days later, it dawned on me that I had actually won. I felt so proud.
What made you think of starting a bed and breakfast business?
Looking back on it now, it seems like the perfect job for me. I've always loved having people to stay, friends, relatives, anyone really. Anyway, my husband and I have two teenage sons, and a couple of years ago, there seemed to be a constant stream of their friends staying over. It meant that I was forever changing beds and cooking for them. My husband came down to breakfast one day and saw sheets hanging in the garden drying, the washing machine on again, and a few strange faces at the kitchen table, and said, "This place is like a bed and breakfast." And the seed was planted.
So where did you go from there?
I did a bit of research on the internet. And I went to see our bank manager and talked my plans through with him. He gave me a lot of advice on the financial side of things. I hadn't realised how expensive starting up can be. And of course, you don't necessarily make a profit to begin with. I suppose I was lucky in that I had been made redundant from my job a few months before. So I actually had the funds to invest and we didn't have to take out a loan or remortgage the house.
And how did you drum up business? Did you advertise?
I didn't advertise very much, really. I placed a small advert in the local newspaper that ran for a couple of weeks, and I put a small notice up in the post office, a few local businesses, the doctor's surgery, and places like that. That was it, really. Since then, word of mouth has kept us full.
And what kind of people do you get staying with you?
It varies, really. If anyone in the area is getting married, then we'll often have wedding guests staying over. Other times we get people who just want a reasonably priced place to stay while they explore the countryside. And about once a month we get a couple of business people staying with us. They work for one of the big companies nearby and are often down for meetings. Staying here is easy because it's nearby and well priced. I find what all the guests want, though, is a place where they are made to feel welcome. A bit like a home from home. It's that personal touch that makes the difference.
You make it sound very rosy, but I'm sure there must be problems too.
Yes, there are. It's not all plain sailing. Owning a successful bed and breakfast means that you never have total privacy. There are always other people in your home. This can be difficult to get used to, and of course, it means that we can't have a family row whenever we feel like it. I think we've adapted very well, though. The kids and my husband help out at the weekend, which is often when we're busiest. During the week, I'm on my own, but I do have a lady who comes in to iron and clean when we're really busy.
Well, it's been very interesting talking to you, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Now you'll hear part four again. And I'm joined today by Lucinda Mowbray, a local resident who has just won an award for her bed and breakfast. Lucinda, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you for inviting me.
So, first of all, can you briefly explain what a bed and breakfast is? Just for those listeners who aren't sure.
Well, I guess they are similar to a small hotel, really. Guests pay to stay overnight. They have their own room, have breakfast served in the morning, and they book to stay for however many nights they want. Where they differ is that in a bed and breakfast, your guests are actually staying in your home.
Tell us about the award. It must have been very exciting to receive it.
Well, I don't know if exciting is the right word, Jerry. At first, I just couldn't believe it. I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. And then, when I actually saw my name and photo in the paper a couple of days later, it dawned on me that I had actually won. I felt so proud.
What made you think of starting a bed and breakfast business?
Looking back on it now, it seems like the perfect job for me. I've always loved having people to stay. Friends, relatives, anyone really. Anyway, my husband and I have two teenage sons, and a couple of years ago, there seemed to be a constant stream of their friends staying over. It meant that I was forever changing beds and cooking for them. My husband came down to breakfast one day and saw sheets hanging in the garden drying, the washing machine on again, and a few strange faces at the kitchen table, and said, "This place is like a bed and breakfast." And the seed was planted.
So where did you go from there?
I did a bit of research on the internet. And I went to see our bank manager and talked my plans through with him. He gave me a lot of advice on the financial side of things. I hadn't realised how expensive starting up can be. And of course, you don't necessarily make a profit to begin with. I suppose I was lucky in that I had been made redundant from my job a few months before, so I actually had the funds to invest and we didn't have to take out a loan or remortgage the house.
And how did you drum up business? Did you advertise?
I didn't advertise very much, really. I placed a small advert in the local newspaper that ran for a couple of weeks, and I put a small notice up in the post office, a few local businesses, the doctor's surgery and places like that. That was it, really. Since then, word of mouth has kept us full.
And what kind of people do you get staying with you?
It varies, really. If anyone in the area is getting married, then we'll often have wedding guests staying over. Other times, we get people who just want a reasonably priced place to stay while they explore the countryside. And about once a month, we get a couple of business people staying with us. They work for one of the big companies nearby, and are often down for meetings. Staying here is easy because it's nearby and well-priced. I find what all the guests want, though, is a place where they are made to feel welcome, a bit like a home from home. It's that personal touch that makes the difference.
You make it sound very rosy, but I'm sure there must be problems too.
Yes, there are. It's not all plain sailing. Owning a successful bed and breakfast means that you never have total privacy. There are always other people in your home. This can be difficult to get used to, and of course, it means that we can't have a family row whenever we feel like it. I think we've adapted very well, though. The kids and my husband help out at the weekend, which is often when we're busiest. During the week, I'm on my own, but I do have a lady who comes in to iron and clean when we're really busy.
Well, it's been very interesting talking to you, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.
That is the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the listening test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.